absolute blast. If that sounds cool, you should definitely stay tuned for my stream this Thursday, November 30th at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and I'll have all the time zone conversions right here, where I will, of course, not only be giving away this PS5 to a lucky winner, also some other giveaways and a ton of great deals. So what are you waiting for? Make sure to download Whatnot using the link in the description, where you'll get not only $10 off your first purchase, but you can also come and join the live stream, which again is this Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Big thank you to Whatnot for sponsoring this video, and I will see you with the giveaways and the Roboraptors and the other stuff we're selling.
Yeah.
Okay. That was more? Okay. Yeah. More stuff. All right. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Oh, snap. So this is the CMF by Nothing charger and earbuds? I'm sensing a trend here. I see item number one and two. What's an item number three? It's the watch. Okay. So CMF it's a more of a budget brand by Nothing. And they've got themselves the first wave of accessories. All of these are quite affordable from my understanding.
All of this was like 150-ish.
Let's start out with the charger itself. Boy, that's what you get, huh? So it's, oh, you know what? A little bit big. I mean, to be fair, it's still GAN, so it's like not like huge. It's a little bit bigger than I thought it was gonna be. So for context, this is an Anker GAN Prime power adapter compared to the Nothing. The Nothing was definitely just larger. I mean, it's fine, but also it's hyper generic. Like, they just slapped their label on this. There's nothing unique about this at all. Not a great start. It's fine, but just aggressively mid. Next up, let's do the Buds Pro. The case is very stylish, not meant to be small. I don't wanna like jump to conclusions, but I will say, first impression, style over function is kind of the vibe I'm getting here.
You know where that's gonna fit perfectly? In the back pocket where the skull goes.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the skull pocket, uh-huh. The dip pocket.
There you go, right there.
Oh, don't hit, oh.
So very, very orange. Tap and hold noise control. Oh, they have ANC for $50.
Oh, okay.
It's a hybrid ANC.
Oh, so not good. Got it, okay. So while I allow these buds to update their firmware, why don't we also pull out the Watch Pro? I don't know what I should expect from a $69 smartwatch. But let's take a look. So for context, I've got a 44mm Apple Watch, and that is significantly bigger. Now, I will say that it uses just magnets to attach the cable on the back, so there's no dock or anything. It just, like, snaps on here, but the magnets seem pretty strong. Also, this watch band feels quite nice, and I will say that even though it's a little bit chunky and quite lightweight, this screen is actually not bad. So it's currently measuring my heart rate, which says it's 69 BPM, which is funny on a $69 watch. So I guess what I'm learning here is that this actually is a pretty decent watch, but I'll be honest, I can't just judge it based on these first impressions. Let me actually spend a little bit of time with the watch and I will report back. But before we finish with the watch segment, let me come back to these earbuds. I will say the Buds Pro, while they're lightweight, are quite comfortable. And actually, is the noise control on? It is, okay. So we've got transparency mode, which, Wait, can everyone just talk for a minute? Just
hey, we're talking.
Hey,
Austin, stupid.
Hey, I'm walking here.
What do they say? They call it hybrid ANC?
Yes, they call it hybrid active noise canceling.
So I understand what they're talking about. Imagine the light version of noise canceling. So it actually does do when you have it on high. It does actually kind of knock out that sort of like low end, like kind of rumble, like the kind of the bass, like air conditioning units and that kind of stuff. It's fairly subtle though. Like if you're on a plane, this actually would probably do kind of okay.